Check.
Well, hello everyone. Okay, so before this video starts, I just want to say oops, because when we recorded, this is going to be chapter 16 again, because when I recorded it, I didn't realize that I had
And chapter 17.
well, this is just 16, so
No, I know, but I'm saying when we recorded chapter 17, what he's going to tell you.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, with 16 and 17, I forgot that I had desktop audio muted. So all you can hear is me.
Oh.
So
Oh.
yeah. Yeah, so all right, anyway.
Whoops.
So we had to redo both of these chapters. The good thing is we actually planned out how we wanted chapter 17 to go a little bit better now. So right. So without further ado, here's chapter 16.
Again. For the
Anyway.
second time.
Here we go. The scene opens up with sun beaming through the window in a glassy haze. What the hell? What time is it?
Don't know, the clock is unplugged.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you that I unplugged it.
Why?
Because it was fe I had to actually, well, what had happened is the cord shorted out, so I had to replace it.
Oh, great.
It should work now.
She plugged it in, only to receive an electric shock.
Whoops. I forgot to tell you, I forgot to wrap it with electrical tape. You dick.
Sure you did.
I got it. He wraps the cord with electrical tape. All right, now you can plug it in. Do you want me to, or do you got it?
You might want to do this.
Okay, I'll stick it in. He plugs it
God.
into the wall. Wait, why the hell does a clock look like that? Why is it written in double digits? What the fuck?
It's 24-hour format.
I can't read that shit. You wanna pull the sh you wanna y you wanna yank the shaft and get it straight? Or
Yes.
okay. Go ahead and pull up on the shaft on the face of the clock.
She pulls the lever.
We hit.
Joshua walks in.
Yeah, we have a problem.
What's wrong?
There's water all over the floor in the hallway.
Yeah, I've noticed.
It kind of looks like someone decided to get bored and took a piss in the hallway.
Oh, God.
And there's water all over me, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
I thought that was something else. Well,
Because our bed sheet is wet now. Everything is wet.
I thought it was something else. Well,
No.
She could use a little help, but, well, a woman can't really do this. I'm sorry, what?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, what did you just say? I say it.
Excuse me?
He looks her in the eye. A woman cannot handle it.
Who the hell do you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you. Because women can't really handle hard labor like this.
You don't know who the fuck you're talking to, boy. I know something about hard labor.
Yeah, she really does. She fixed a sink a few months back. I mean, that's a sink. This is totally different.
Not really.
A woman can't handle this.
Excuse me?
Are you being sexist? No, I'm just saying a woman can't handle it.
Boy, you might want to back up before I punch you in the face.
He approaches Alyssa. Don't you think a woman couldn't handle repairing that? She's gonna end up slapping you. I would seriously not provoke
her. I've seen my mom repair shit before.
Like, what all did she repair? Because this is industrial
shit. The sink, the toilet. She fixed a crack in our living room ceiling.
You might just have to show him what you can do with this. Because he doesn't seem to believe it. That you can do
it. I'll tell you, if he says one more thing to me about women can't do with this shit, I'm going to knock him out with a hammer.
I mean, Phil, show me that you can do it before I believe it. Okay.
Joshua, you better hold me back, because I'm about to pick up this fucking hammer. Right now.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Why?
Because, well, you might have a hammer, but, he has a drill. So? Drills are much faster. And they can cut deeper. I wouldn't do that. But a hammer can hit him over the head with one hit. But, yeah, don't do that.
Joshua takes the hammer from her.
You're not doing that today.
You are very lucky.
I mean, just show him that you can do it. I mean, he seems to have doubts. So, maybe he's not used to seeing a woman, you know, repair things, because, you know.
Get the stepladder.
He pulls a cord. A ladder emerges. And there we go.
She climbs up the ladder into the roof. Guys?
What?
We have another problem.
What's the problem?
There's a rat's nest up here. There's rat turds up here.
Eh, that's easy. He takes a rock and hits the rat's nest, knocking it down. Problem solved.
No, because now there's rat poop falling from the ceiling.
And it got on Alyssa. Oh,
and
great.
And it's hard.
Oh, God. Well, you have to clean that up because you doubted her on fixing this. I'm sorry, I'm not cleaning up shit. I mean, either that or you can eat it. Oh, hell no. I'll just clean it up then.
We have another problem.
What?
There is a poisonous copperhead snake up here.
I got it. It picks it up by the neck and snaps it. There you go. Problem solved. No, it's not.
There's also spiders and spider webs up here.
The thing can bite you even when dead. It can't. Bullshit, it can.
Actually, yes, it can.
Alright, so what do you want me to do? Do you want me to, like, where do you want me to put the head? Just throw it away. I can keep the head for later and, well, and chase somebody with it.
There's also spiders and spider webs up here.
Oh, that's an easy fix. He scrubs the spiders and spider webs down, squishing each one of them. There you go.
Ooh.
Alright, now we should be able to fix this roof.
Just then they hear the roof crack.
Uh-oh. Wait. He looks up. Emily, what are you doing sitting on that beam?
I'm getting a suntan, duh.
You're about to get busted through in a minute. The roof is cracking.
So?
The roof caves in.
Ugh. Oh. Ugh. Oh my.
I caught her before she fell. But she's heavy as shit. How much do you even weigh, lady?
I don't know.
You might want to get your ass on the scale because you'll need it. That's kind of messed up, but she hasn't really been weighed in a few years, so I don't know how much she weighs myself.
Let's check the scale.
Alright. Why do you have this big ass scale? It looks so fucking ancient.
He steps on the scale.
Ugh.
Whoa.
What is... I can't read those numbers.
490
pounds. Emily, how'd you get that big?
Lack of exercise, eating more.
Oh, great. You know what? I think we should all get some exercise today.
Really?
I mean, let's face it, we all haven't gone out the house in a while. So.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, well, I do have a gym up the road we could go to that I own. What is it with you and owning all these fucking places? I don't get it. Real people didn't pay their rent, so I bought it. Okay. Do y'all want to go up there, or...?
We could.
Start stream, stop recording, checkbox checked.
Well, I mean, instead of like, you know, doing exercise, why don't you just, you know, like, why don't all of you just do ballet? I mean, do you even
ballet?
Like, yeah, there's some outfits here. I mean, they all should fit. So, we could do that.
Ugly. What? Ugh, super ugly. Who wears a rainbow ballet tutu anyway? That is ugly.
Some people who think they look pretty. Well, that shit looks ugly as hell. That doesn't even look like... Like, that is not something I would want to be seen in. If you showed me a
look,
picture...
These colors don't even... Half of these colors don't even match.
Well, I didn't get these. They were already here. So...
God. Purple and black?
Wait. Wait a second.
No.
Wait. These aren't ballet suits at all. What are you talking about?
What are they?
They're murder suits. People murder people in these. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting rid of these. Yeah, I don't know where these came from, but I'm getting rid of them. Oh, here's the ballet suits right here. I went to the wrong place.
Oh, they're beautiful. Oh, they're beautiful.
Alright, do you want to go ahead and get in these, or do you want
to... None of these will fit me, though.
That small one will.
I got a big F.
Well, no shit, that's quite... Anyone with eyes could see that. But, anyway... Oh wait, no, this one will. This one's bigger, so this one should work.
She puts on the white ballet tutu. Okay.
Wait, it looks fine to me.
I mean, you can see my ass, though.
Not really. You can't really notice it unless
you're... No, I'm saying, like...
You can tell how big it is, because look how small this skirt to this leotard is.
Well, you're only going to be paying attention if you want to be creepy. So, I don't think anyone's going to be looking at it. You have to be really creepy to look at that.
I know.
Like a certain person. We know.
I really hope that person doesn't come back anytime soon.
You mean his spirit?
Well, yeah. I really hope he doesn't come back. I mean, he should.
Do you even know the person I'm talking about?
You're talking about...
There's two.
You're talking about Mikhail, because the other one kind of helps us around sometimes.
And...
Well...
Alex was kind of creepy, though.
Yeah, but he didn't really look at you like that. I mean...
I know, but... It was still kind of...
It was more...
Weird.
It was more of Mikhail doing all that weird, creepy stuff.
What? Looking at my ass?
That, and trying to get things from you. So... But, I really hope he doesn't come back, though, because... I mean, he
they
should...
don't notice, but Mikhail's spirit is watching from the attic.
I mean, he shouldn't come back, because remember, he was banished. But
didn't we kill him?
I mean, that fairy thing. Remember, they banished him, so he can't come back.
Actually, it was an angel.
No, well, maybe it was an angel. But, I mean, surely he can't come back after that. There's no way. Okay, maybe I'm just getting paranoid. I don't know. Wait, has anyone seen tell you at all?
No.
She was right there behind us. I'm gonna go look for her.
A cold chill sweeps through the room. Ooh.
Did you just...
Anybody feel that?
Yeah. The chill fades. What the? Okay, maybe that's
the
nothing.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. That's probably nothing.
Maybe the AC just kicked on again. Maybe I'm being paranoid.
Yeah.
Maybe the AC just kicked on again. Yeah. Maybe there was just a draft in here for a short time, because the vents are open.
Yeah. But I'll be back. I'm going to go look for her, okay?
Okay.
He hugs her.
Oh, God.
He searches the entire house. Damn it, where the hell is she? Wait. There's only one place I haven't been, but... I can't just go into the bathroom like that, that'd be rude. Wait, the door's locked. She normally doesn't lock the door. Oh wait, yes she does. Wait. She picks up an axe and slams it through the door. Tell ya. Oh no. Oh no. No. No, this can't be. I don't want to look because she's naked, but... He places a hand on her face. She's not breathing. But does she have a pulse? He touches her, weary. Man, this feels weird. She doesn't have a pulse. Oh no. I gotta tell somebody. He rushes back into the room with a worried look on his face.
What's going on?
I found her, but... I don't think Joshua needs to hear this.
Why not?
Come with me and I'll show you.
Oh. Okay, where are we going?
In the bathroom. No, trust me. It's where she was.
All right.
Might want to shield your eyes because she's naked.
Oh, God.
She's right here. Look.
Oh, dear Lord.
Put your hand on her face.
She feels cold to me.
I think she's dead.
Dead?
I think so. We need to do CPR on her immediately. But I'm not going to do it with her naked like that. Can somebody get her dressed at least?
I got it.
I don't think Alyssa would be comfortable watching me give CPR on a naked woman.
Think so.
Alyssa, you wouldn't be comfortable with that, would you?
No.
Alright, I'm going to do CPR on her. Just make sure that Joshua doesn't hear that she's dead. His words echo. Shit. Uh-oh. Was that intercom on?
Yes. Oh dear.
The good Joshua was outside, so he didn't hear it. Bring her into this
outside
room.
Outside where?
He's outside on the porch getting something.
Oh.
There's an aircom outside too.
No, it's not active.
Oh.
It only works to talk to someone from inside the house. It doesn't really work to broadcast stuff outside.
Wait, what's in his hand?
It looks like a package or something.
I can't read the name on it, though.
Well, I need to get her into this room now before it's too late. Can someone help me carry her because she's heavy as shit?
I got it. Grab her head. I got the feet.
Did you at least dress her? Because I'm not going to touch her naked like that.
Yes, I did.
He helps lift her.
God.
In here. In this room. In this room right here. Okay, place her on this bed right here.
What has she been eating?
Well, she's probably like heavy from her being dead. But place her on this bed right here, and I'll try to revive her. I hope it's not too late. So. Alright, did you place her on this bed?
Yes.
Whatever you do, make sure Josh you doesn't see her body like this.
I'm gonna be a little late for that.
Wait. Why? Why is she not moving? Do you want to tell her nicely, or are you just gonna bluntly say it? Cause I can tell her nicely. So do you want me to tell him?
He opens the box to reveal Jordan's school pictures. Oh, the school pictures came in.
Yeah, but why is...
But we don't have time for that now.
But...
Talia's dead.
What? Wait, what? No, she can't be. She can't be. I'm sorry. I'll do all I can to revive her, but I don't know if it's going to work. She can't be. She can't be gone. No. I refuse to believe it. She can't be. I'm sorry, you're going to have to believe it because it happened. She's dead. She doesn't have a pulse and she's not breathing.
And she's cold to the touch.
He reaches out and touches her. No, she can't be.
See?
Joshua walks out.
Oh dear.
Oh man. I really hate to see him like that. I really do.
I know. What do we do?
Out of my way. Okay, rude. Well, this time I have to be. He pulls out a defibrillator. Because if you get hit with one of these, it could kill you. So everybody back up. He zaps Talia with a defibrillator. And then begins to perform CPR on her for 3 hours. She has a pulse now. It's very weak, but she's alive. He gives her a little bit of oxygen. Alright, her pulse is back to normal now. Italia, can you hear us at all? Italia, can you hear us? Why is she not responding to me? She's awake, but she's not responding. Oh, she just, like, got up just now. I mean, she's been dead for, like, a couple hours. So, that's probably one reason.
Who are you?
Who am I? Well, I think this will tell you. He shows her a photo from years prior.
The hell?
Do you remember who I am now?
Not really.
My name used to be Nathan. I rescued you back when you weren't really living anywhere.
Oh my.
Do you remember me?
That was you?
Yes, it was. My name is Reznikov now, but at the time it was Nathan.
My name's not Talia, it's Gracie.
Wait, what? Wait, hold on a second. So, this is you?
My real name is Gracie Ann Roberts. Elizabeth and her family adopted me when I was really young.
Oh. God. Oh. Well, I mean... If I had not have saved you... that would have never happened. You would have died that night on the street. I was just walking around when I saw it happen, and I did what I could to rescue you. Wait, so, so your name is Gracie? The hell?
My parents didn't like my name, so they changed it to Talia.
That is a Russian name for one. By the way. You have a Russian name. Did you not know that?
No.
Yep, Talia is a Russian name. Alright. Well, I mean... So, do we call you Talia, or do you want to be called your actual name?
I want my real name back.
Brent appears at the bottom of the stairs. Damn it, damn it, damn it, why didn't the bitch die? Oh, no matter. I'll get her this time. Suddenly he collapses to the floor. You will not do no such thing. Gracie, do you know who this is? He brings
the... He is the one that killed me.
He's the one that what?
Killed me.
Wait, why did he kill you?
Because he wanted me dead.
Why? Like, what did you ever do to him?
To get closer to my sister.
Oh.
They used to be married.
The judge arrives. Well, how's everyone doing this fine day?
Not too good.
Well, oh, not this guy again.
Unfortunately,
he's wanted by the he's wanted by the FBI.
Oh, great. Another fugitive.
He murdered two children and attempted to murder a woman. Wait. Yeah, what is it?
Those two children he murdered were mine.
Alex appears. Wait, what did you say about children? And what happened?
Those two children Brent murdered when we were married were mine.
Why did he do that, first of all?
They're two-year-old twins, Ava and Addison.
So do you know where they're buried?
In the Omaha, Nebraska cemetery.
I can dig them up and revive them. That's kinda creepy. But it would be a good thing, though.
I mean, guess.
If you don't want me to, I won't. But if you want them to be, I'm pretty sure you miss them.
I do.
I'll be right back. He teleports away and comes back with a casket. Alright, I'm going to open it and it's going to smell like shit. Because, well, they've been dead for years, so. Alright, are you ready?
Oh god. Uh-huh.
He breaks it open.
Oh god, no.
Maggots start crawling all over the bodies. He touches the body, and it reverts to their normal state before decomposition. Look at them, though. They look peaceful.
They really do. Let's get them out of this thing.
By the power invested in me, I shall now call these two children to life yet again. Rise, you beautiful children. Rise to be with your mother again. They open their eyes. There's something I'm going to tell you. I think you should know right away. He looks directly at Elizabeth. Don't worry. You may be sad, but the timeline in which they died will cease to exist in about 24 hours. It will be as if it never happened. Alright. Oh, and they will forever hate him, by the way. But what about me? Well, they don't really know you. So they may not trust you at first. So, Elizabeth, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. So you want me to give them to you?
Yeah.
He hands the two children to her. There you go. Do you need me to give you some time, or?
It's fine. I'll be okay.
He snuggles up to her. If you need me to give you some time, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
Wait. So,
wait, what?
Why is Molly just driving around the house when she's looking at the right opportunity to park outside?
I don't know.
Look outside the window.
I see that.
I think she's waiting to see if when everybody goes to bed. But the old.
Okay, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it really is. Alright, now. So, do y'all want to go to sleep or.
I do.
Stop recording, checkbox checked.
Alright, do y'all want me to press charges on this bastard before I go?
Yes, please.
Alright. He'll be sent to the penitentiary for the rest of his life, without the possibility of parole, for the murders of your children and the attempted murder of you and the murder of Gracie. Oh, and I have taken the liberty of changing her name back.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna feel weird calling her Gracie, though. Cause I'm so used to calling her Talia.
I know, it's getting used to.
Yeah. Alex teleports
Joshua's
out.
Joshua's the one who really gotta get used to it, because he's married to her.
Yeah, wait, where did Alex go? Oh.
I don't know.
Well, he comes and goes sometimes, so, I mean. Let's just go to sleep. I'm tired.
Me too.
Wait, shouldn't we put them to sleep first, or?
Yeah.
Alright, go ahead. They don't really like me. Because when I try to reach out towards them, look what they do. He reaches out towards the two children.
They haven't gotten to know you yet.
I mean, I don't think they like their father at all.
Oh, they don't. They don't.
Can I adopt them that way that they don't have to have their father on their birth certificate? Or
of course.
He hugs her tightly. We can get that done sometime this week. We don't have to do it right now. But
I know a song that'll calm the babies down.
I think they had a nightmare. Wait, did they not? Cause
they did.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we can do that, and cause.
She rocks the babies. Baby mine, don't you cry. Baby mine, dry your eyes. Rest your head close to my heart, never to part, baby of mine. Little one, when you play, don't you mind what they say. Let those eyes sparkle and shine, never a tear, baby of mine. Are they asleep?
I think so. We can put them back in their crib.
She gently lays the girls in their cribs.
Stop recording.
Well, everyone, we hope you enjoyed this. yeah, it was interesting though. So, yeah, but anyway, we'll be back with chapter 17 for the second time. Do we record it?
Yay.
Stop recording, checkbox checked.
Oh, shit. well, anyway, I hope you all enjoyed this chapter. We'll see y'all in the next one.
Stop recording.